Y'all, welcome back to the Tyson James podcast. And today we're going to be talking about competing. And when I mean competing to have a better lifestyle, to be the best that you could be. And, you know, unfortunately, there's opposition out there who want your spot or who don't want you to be in a spot that you're in or that you're going to be in. So here's a little snippet from my man ET talking about competing. And I also wanted to give a big shout out to my mother and my father for giving me the opportunity to compete. Although I was not born with the advantage, I'm willing to do whatever it takes to compete. So check this out from my man ET.
To a space where you got that dog. Let me say this to a lot of parents, right? When you say what's wrong with your kids, what's wrong with a lot of our kids is not that they bad kids. What's wrong with a lot of our kids is that we've given them everything they want, and we didn't know that while we was giving it to them, we was taking that dog away. You're looking at your child like, what's wrong with you? You took the dog out of me. You took the dog out of her. Everything, they ain't got to fight for nothing. They don't got to work for nothing. They don't got to earn nothing. It don't make them bad kids. Ain't nothing wrong with them. They great kids. They just ain't got that dog. And as long as they're in our house, they gonna be all right. But when they go out there without that dog, you better not die too soon. You better not leave this earth too soon, because ain't nobody going to treat them like you treat them. Now, the second one, which, again, I think is the most important one, when we talk about doing business, you have to be competitive. And for some of you, like, can't we all just get along? Can't we just do this together? Can't we just be on the same squad? Absolutely, but you got to be competitive. Right, so let me read it, right? Relating to or involving competition, having a strong desire to win.
A couple episodes ago, I was talking about how I'm competing against Asians, Indians, Caucasians, and other groups of people in the industry that I'm in. And I'm competing with them as a family. And I'm basically an individual competing against these families. Just because they have a team don't mean that I won't beat them or I won't catch up to them. Some of them think that because they're in the lead, they think that they gonna stay in the lead, and they might not be putting in the necessary work or taking the necessary actions to make sure people like me don't catch up to them. For example, it's Saturday night. I've already got one phone call asking me to come out and to party and to waste my time. I decline because I know that I'm not where I want to be at. So I'm working towards my goal. And in that, I'm competing. So instead of going out, which I never do anymore anyway, as far as going out to party and stuff like that, I'm at home learning because I know that I'm behind on information, and there's things that I need to know if I want to compete with these people who are already in the top spot. They already got the information. They already got the connections. That's why they are where they are. And if I'm going to be competitive, And if I'm going to compete with them, it's things that I don't know now that I need to know. And there's things I need to learn how to apply if I'm going to actually compete. So I don't want nobody to think that I was taking a shot at my family because my parents put that dog in me. I mean, they put that fight in me. Nothing was given. Everything was earned. So I said that to say, a lot of people I know talk about being millionaires or doing this or doing that, but when it comes time to work, to learn, to grow, so they can catch up, they not putting that effort and energy out there. How you gonna compete with these people when they already got the knowledge, they already got the information, they already got the connections, they already got the resources? How you think you gonna compete with them if you not taking your time and directing it in the way where you getting better every day? It's 2023. The wealth equality gap is broadening every single day. The middle class ain't no more middle class. You either rich or you poor. If you in a major city or close to a major city, go downtown. Look at all the homeless people out there. And some of them got jobs. That's the ill part. Inflation. You gotta be able to keep up. If you're not keeping up, you getting left behind. Standing still, not learning, not growing, that's being left behind. They're shipping jobs out of the country. Although the job market is good right now, it might not be like that in 4 years. It might not be like that in 5 years or 10 years. It's new technology coming out every single day that's taking away common people jobs. Just go to the grocery store. It used to be people at those registers. Now there's no people at those registers. They got self-checkout. That's taking away somebody's job. So if we want to do better and be better and compete, now this is for the people that talk that shit, that's talking about they trying to do this, they want to become millionaires, they want to buy their mama a house, they want to buy their daddy a house, they want to have generational wealth, they want to do all these things. But when you look at their actions, it don't line up with the people that they quote unquote want to compete with. These people got information, they got a network, they got the knowledge, versus the people that's just sitting at home watching TV, hanging out with people, wasting their time. Every time they get a bag, they going to the mall, they buying clothes, they not making no investments, they don't know how to invest, they know nothing about the tax code, they know nothing about going to the next level. The information is out there, but instead of taking their time and to do their due diligence on the information they need to go to the places that they say they want to go, they not doing that. They wasting their time on a video game, they wasting their time on social media, they wasting their time watching mindless YouTube videos. I mean, it is crazy out here. These same people will tell you when you talk to them that they want to be millionaires, but they don't even know how to communicate with people outside of their socio-economical group. They don't know how to do that. They're not taking their time and getting information. So what I'm saying is, if you want to compete at a high level, you need to stop going out. You need to think about what's your weaknesses and make them strong. You need to think about what kind of information you need to get and how to apply it to your life. If you want to compete in today's market, this is not the 70s. This is not the 60s. It's 2023. It's 2023. The wealth equality gap is broadening every day. Go downtown. Go to any downtown city and look at the population of homeless people that's on the streets. All of these people is not on drugs. Some of these people are working class people with regular 9-to-5s. And because of the way that the economy works, and because of the way that all these other things work that they were unaware of, they sleeping outside right now. And there's people right now that's listening to this podcast that's on the verge of sleeping outside, but they so arrogant that they don't think it could happen to them until it actually happens to them. So you gotta compete. Stop going out. Stop partying. Take that same time and energy and learn. Sit your ass down. You don't need to go out next weekend. You don't need to go out the weekend after that. You've been doing that. Pick up a book. What's up with the tax code? What's up with getting an LLC? What's up with learning how to make investments? Setting up trust. Crypto was up. In the last month, crypto was up 25%. Some of y'all don't even know what crypto is. It's currency wars going on right now. They've devalued the dollar. That's why the price of goods are going up, because the dollar is worth less because there's new currency out here. It's currency wars going on right now. People don't even know that there's currency wars going on right now. The American dollar is being devalued. That's why your money spends less. You know, back in the day when I was growing up, when I was a kid, I might have like $500 in my pocket. I felt like I was somebody, you know, at 14, 15. Now at 14, 15, you have $500 in your pocket. You got nothing. And there's adults with only $500 right now that can only get to $500. That's only worth $500. And they still think they're doing something. These are going to be the people that's out on the streets. These are the people that's unaware of about how close they are to homelessness. So if you want to compete in today's market, you got to stop bullshitting. All the people that's going out partying, drinking, people you think your friends, they not your friends. You have to be there for you. I mean, so just compete, man. Compete. Now, I mean, stop the partying, stop the bullshit, because it's all gonna catch up to you. You're gonna look back on the time when you had this youth and realize that you waste your time around people who don't give a fuck about you, trying to impress people who don't give a fuck about you. That's all I got to say, man. Compete. Compete.